We're doing a detailed introduction to Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20. And we are especially looking at the Bible's view of spiritual warfare, taken primarily from Paul's letters and especially the book of Ephesians. Now, we have been noting there in Ephesians chapter 2 that Paul describes people as living in sin. He says, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. And last time we noted that Paul was telling these people at Ephesus who had once not known Christ, but now do. He says, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins. Now it's interesting that Satan here is called the spirit that works in the sons of disobedience. From the very fall of man, Satan has been involved. You know, humans have this view of themselves that from birth, they're free agents who eventually decide, as I said last time, to behave morally or immorally. Our very culture espouses the theory that people freely choose their course in life. So some will turn out to be good neighbors, others will turn out to be criminals. But you know, the Bible doesn't have that view of humans. According to Paul, humans are born slaves to Satan and his cohorts. While humans have free will, it does not mean that they are free agents. Let me say that again. While humans do have free will, it does not mean that they are free agents. Ephesians chapter 2 makes it clear, there are no humans born with a clean slate. No humans born with a clean slate and able to choose good over evil. That, my friends, is simply an illusion. Let me illustrate that point for you. When speaking of God's sovereignty, I often use A.W. Tozer's example of cruise ship passengers being able to choose what activities they want, while all the time the captain is steering the ship to its predetermined destination. They can choose shuffleboard, they can choose to sun themselves on the deck, they can choose to walk around the ship, they can choose to go eat at a restaurant. There are so many things that they can do. But all along, the captain is steering the ship to its predetermined port. Well, there's a parallel to this in Satan's power and human free will. While unregenerate humans have the power to make life choices, they're not truly free. Paul says that they are still, quote, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. So what seems like freedom will ultimately be proven to be bondage. In general terms, how does Satan control humans? Well, in the most basic scheme, he does two things. First of all, Satan rules humans by controlling their minds. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us, Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. And so the first thing that Satan does to control humans is, of course, to poison their minds, and especially to blind their minds against seeing the gospel. We'll see the other main initial thing next time on Verse by Verse.